take it.
So, where was I? Bert and Ernie. And just their friendship that they have, and even though that you wouldn't necessarily put these two together, they do have a friendship that actually has been going on for 50 years. And just the different ways that they accept and like each other, even in spite of their differences. And then when it came to this video about how to get to Sesame Street, what a great intro, because that is our sermon series, How to Get to Sesame Street. What do we do, and you know, how can we live our lives to get to a neighborhood that accepts each other even when we are different? That allows us to be friends even though we wouldn't think that you would put us together. There's something unique about this neighborhood, this street, this community that I believe resembles what the kingdom of God looks like and how we as children of God can live together in the family of God. So I would invite you again to take out your sermon notes. The idea is not only does this keep you awake during the sermon, but it also can be another opportunity for you to take it home, maybe use it as a way to talk over lunch today, or maybe dinner, or maybe bring it out during the middle of the week. And I believe it'll allow God another opportunity to maybe penetrate our lives, to speak truth into our life that can help us move forward as Christ's disciples. So, let's look at some of these agree-disagree questions. How about this? Most people wish they had more friends. What do you think? You agree? Kinda? Maybe? All right. How about this? God helps those who help themselves. Do you believe that? Yeah? It's not in the Bible, even though your mother might have quoted it to you like it was. And God does help those who help themselves, and God sometimes helps those who don't help themselves. How about this? Most people are jealous of another person's success. What do you think? Agree? All right. I came across this thing. I almost didn't put it in there. A true friend stabs you in the front. You know, the person who said it was basically saying, yes, a true friend does that. And I was going, but does a true friend stab? I don't know. That just seems a little interesting. Someone else made this quote. We are all so much together, but we're all dying of loneliness. How about this one? A friend to all is a friend to none. And then this last one you've heard me say many times before. If we were to treat our friends like we treat our family, we probably wouldn't have any friends. It's interesting. Looking at some statistics on friendship, and interesting to say, a number of people have found that many people in our country feel alone. In fact, Cigna did a, the health insurer did a survey and researched this, and what they found out is that the majority of adults have anywhere between 2 and 5 close friends, but 1 in 5 regularly or often feels lonely. And I looked at another survey that basically said pastors are a lot like this. Same kind of thing. A number of them feel good about friendships, about a third. And then there was about a third of the pastors felt lonely, even in this profession where it is very relational. Interesting. How about when you think of a friend, what comes to mind? Or is there a person that comes to mind? Interesting. A true friend is someone who thinks that you're a good egg, even though he knows you're slightly cracked. Don't look at me when you laugh like that. I thought this one Anne Marie could have written. There's nothing better than a friend unless it is a friend with chocolate. And when we look at the scripture today, two are better than one because they have a good reward. Or then if we say, if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another. To help. And then lastly, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Here's Eugene Peterson's paraphrase. It's better to have a partner than go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth, and if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, tough. Two in a bed warm each other. Alone, you shiver all night. By yourself, you're unprotected. With a friend, you can face the worst. Can you round up a third? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. So you might think of different questions related to friends, and maybe friends in the past. Maybe after this sermon, you'll go home this afternoon and call an old friend and tell them that you appreciate them. But it is interesting what they have found with friendship and health. In fact, friends may extend your life. They've shown on some of the different research that people are less likely to die prematurely than those that feel isolated if there are friends. Another thing they found was your pals can make you generally healthier. Again, they found that if you live in isolation, that there's a tendency for you not to feel as good as you could. Friendships might also help keep your mind sharp. A 2012 study found that older people's dementia risk increased with their feelings of loneliness. Friends can also influence us for good or for bad. If you have a friend that's trying to get healthy, you might want to get healthy. But the opposite can also be true as well. And there's no questions that friends can help us through difficult points of life. A major study published in a journal back in 1989 found that women with breast cancer who were randomly assigned to attend support groups with other cancer patients reported better quality of life and lived longer compared with women in a control group who were not assigned to such groups. British writer Mark Vernon found support for his work on friendship, and he believes, as Oscar Wilde emphasized, that we all need friends. And in fact, Vernon explored a variety of different definitions of well-known personalities. A friend is a person with whom I may be sincere. And he suggests, along with Aristotle, that we all should spend at least a fifth of our time with friends. Think about what our children want to do. Can I go play with my friend? And the importance of friendships in our lives. So let's take a look at a few of these characteristics and how we can be a better friend. A friend loves. One of the strong friendships in the Bible is between Jonathan and David. Jonathan was Saul's son, and really the one who should have been king. And yet, Jonathan and David had a very close friendship. In fact, we see that when David had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was bound to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own. And it has been said that a friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you. A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you. Also, a friend not only loves, but a friend shares. In fact, some of you know Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all time, and kinsfolk are born to share in adversity. We saw in this scripture where it says, "For if they fall, one will lift up another. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help." Henri Nouwen says, "When we honestly ask ourselves which person in our lives means the most to us, we often find that it is those who, instead of giving advice, solutions, or cures, have chosen rather to share our pain and touch our wounds with a warm and tender heart." The choir, in fact, oops, did I have it here? just sang about. Together we are one human family. Together we are one living community. We couldn't make it alone. We know we're not on our own. Called here together from near and far, joined in the Spirit forever. Together we are. So a friend loves, a friend shares, and a friend sacrifices. Jesus said this in John, no greater, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And I like this quote. A real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. So think about your own friendships and how they have helped you during a difficult time. And think about maybe you know some people who are feeling maybe a little on the outs or someone that's a little lonely. Might be someone even in our family. Who do you go to for support? Who's been there to help you? And then how can you be a better friend? Maybe it's possible for you to reach out to someone this week. Well, last week for many was the first day of school, and I came across a touching story about a little autistic child that went to school for the first day. His name is Connor, and someone befriends him.
Consoling him, and he grabbed his hand and walked into the front door, and we waited until the bell rang, and he walked in the side of the school, and the rest was history. They have an inseparable bond. I fear every day that someone's going to laugh at him because he doesn't speak correctly, or laugh at him because he doesn't sit still, or because he, you know, jumps up and down and flaps his hands.
I was in fourth day at school, and I started crying, and then he held me, and I was happy.
Matter, you know, color, it doesn't matter gender, it doesn't matter disability, it doesn't matter anything. Just be kind, open your heart, and that's what we need in this world.
One act of kindness, you know, can change someone's life.
Can change the world. That's all it takes.
Do you believe an act of kindness can change someone's life? And I don't know if you were able to see, it was kind of hard to see. Did you see the young man's name that helped Connor? His name, Christian. Don't you agree with me that this world needs more Christians? Will you pray with me? Lord, sometimes we miss it. We walk by the other side. We think about what we could have done. And then sometimes we hit it. And we love someone else with an act of kindness. We thank you for Christian's example of how to touch a life of another. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.